The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Well, what is going on, Hoop Ballers? Welcome to a Monday edition of Today in Sports Betting. It's been a little while. Hope y'all has missed me. I am back. I am Vince Miracle. I am your host today. You guys can follow me on all social media platforms of at VM Center. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. And man, these NBA playoffs have been crazy. I'm back up to above 60% in terms of winning, which is fantastic on the year. I'm killing it there. Hawks, I got money on the series. I had money on the game. Got that one. That was fantastic. And I'm not here to brag or anything. It's just, it just happened. And looking through my account today and seeing it sitting in there, it gets me excited. That's all it is. I'm just excited for what I've done over the past few days and excited to be back here on this podcast. I've been very, very busy as of late, and that's probably why you guys have heard very little of me through the last few weeks. But I'm glad to be back, glad to be here talking with you guys, even if it's for a short podcast, since there's not too much for me to talk about as I cover mainly just the NBA. But with that said, even though it is just the NBA, it is still the NBA playoffs, baby. And there's money to be made. So let's go ahead and jump right on in. And this very first game is probably everyone's favorite in terms of high-level competitiveness. Probably everyone's favorite series. And it's the Miami Heat going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. And in that very first game, it showed why. Going into overtime, Jimmy Butler attacking Giannis. Then in OT, it's Chris Middleton with the game on the line. Hits the floating, flying from left to right jumper to hit it with 0.9 seconds left on the clock remaining. Like, that was an incredible shot by Chris Middleton and an incredible first game won. They did not cover. Obviously, they only won by two. The spread is exactly the same as it was prior to, was it Sunday's game? Yeah, Saturday's game when they played. But again, Bucks 4.5-point favorites. I took them as 4.5-point favorites in the last game. And even though they didn't cover, and I continue to think that the Miami Heat are one of the smarter teams in the league in terms of figuring out defenses and how to scheme for opposing teams. I mean, look at Eric Spoelstra. He's one of the best head coaches in the league today. I still think the Bucks just have too much for them, and they become overwhelming. I think being able to be so versatile, having that defensive presence that they did, and I also don't think the Bucks miss as many threes as they did in game one. So I'm taking the Bucks once again here, -4.5. Is it a little risky? Yes. Could the Heat upset them here at home and steal a game before going to Miami? Yes. But the likelihood of that happening, I think, is slim. I think it's 4.5 points, and you get a home team that was just off on their threes. I really don't expect the Bucks to miss as many threes as they did. There were a lot of open jumpers that just were not falling, and they still were able to get up to a double-digit lead. Although they gave that up and it did go into overtime, the outcome still was the same, a win for the Bucks, and I think they build that onto that momentum and bring it into game two. So I'm taking Bucks here, -4.5. The over-under currently sits at 222.5. I'm very slightly leaning onto the under. I think this is going to be a lot of two-pointers, a lot of mid-range jumpers, a lot of drives. I don't see this going into a high-level scoring game unless it goes into overtime again, but I think the Bucks take over early. I think they know what they need to do in terms of slowing down Miami, and it's just about executing offensively, and that means making their shots, and they were just off in game one. I think they're going to be on here in game two, and I predict a big win by the Bucks. I actually expect them to win by 8-plus points in this game. So you can see this being, I'm going to guess, final score 98-90. That's the final score I'm predicting for that game. So I'm taking the under on 222.5. Let's go inside and see if there's any good props bet. I literally have not seen a single prop yet. So while this is loading, I'm loading onto that screen. I want to remind everyone that this show is sponsored by mybookie.ag. Look, guys, it's the NBA playoffs. Money is there to be made. There's so many bets, from props to the spreads to individual players, first half, like whatever you're looking at there. There's also baseball going on. They have live online casino games. They have horse racing. They have pop culture bets. Whatever your niche may be, mybookie.ag has you covered. So go there, make your account, and when doing so, use promo code HOOPBALL, that's HOOPBALL, and they will match up to $500 on your very first deposit. But wait, there is more. Dan Bespris, our leader over here at Dan Bespris on Twitter, has been given the opportunity to give out some free money on mybookie.ag. So once you sign up, go over and talk to him at Dan Bespris on Twitter. Show him that you signed up and get a little extra free cash on whatever it is mybookie looks to match when you make your first deposit. So again, that's mybookie.ag, promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, and start making real money today. So now, like I said, guys, it's Miami, it's Milwaukee, and we're going to start looking at these props. And let's go ahead and go into the point props, because obviously I'm very intrigued to see how they have these guys' numbers put down. Jrue Holiday is sitting at an over-under 18.5. I'm already slightly leaning to the over. Jrue Holiday has to play a huge factor. I know it's on both sides of the ball, but I just don't trust the defense of Goran Dragic or none to really slow him down if he becomes a necessary scorer. So I'm going to go with over 18.5 for Jrue Holiday. The over-under for Giannis is at 28.5. The man's a walking 30-point game. But do I really want to risk that in this playoff atmosphere? Probably not. It's just too rich for my blood. It's still a minus 116. So he's favorited to go on the over. But, yeah, I can't really do that. I can't feel confident going that way. Duncan Robinson's over-under sits at 13.5. I'll be honest, it pays even money. I'm slightly leaning to the under. Yeah, the man caught fire in his last game. But those were some really tough contested shots. I don't know if there's back-to-back games where you see that happen. I can definitely see him scoring 12 points. I think that 13.5 is a great number, and I think you can win by the hook. So I'm taking under 13.5 points. Tyler Hero over under is 10.5. I'm taking the over on that one. I think over 10.5 for Tyler Hero. If he can start being a scorer off the bench, he can be a problem and be someone that really helps this Heat team overcome whatever it is the Bucks throw at them. So, Tyler Hero, I got the over there. And that's if you think the Heat are going to win. Everything else kind of seems to be pretty plain Jane. Nothing that I really want to tackle there. Let's see if there's anything on these player performance double-doubles. I haven't done a player performance double-double in probably like 50 days, to be honest, almost 2 months. So, let's see what they got here. Giannis to have 5 assists and the Bucks win pays even money. Yucks to have 14 or more rebounds in the Bucks win plays 1.5. Let's see here. Let's see if there's any of these good ones. Giannis scores 30 points and Milwaukee wins by the spread. So -4.5 pays 2-1. I don't feel like that's enough money to bet that. Nothing. I want to see something with like Jrue Holiday or Jimmy Butler. A lot of their assist totals are here on these player performance double-doubles. I'm not really on these. Here we go. Jrue Holiday to have 7 or more assists and the Bucks win plays 1.5. That's a solid bet. Six or more assists and a Milwaukee win for Jrue Holiday is a minus 103, so dang near even money. If you do that one, I think that's very doable. Wow, I like that a lot. And then Jrue Holiday to have 20 points, I think he has 23 today, and Milwaukee wins. That pays plus 166. Great spread, great line. That's the one I'm looking at, and I knew I would find one for sure. Definitely knew I would find that. I like that a lot. Let's go ahead and move on to this next game, guys. Next up, very interesting series. It's very interesting to see the team that won in Game 1 is still the underdog heading into Game 2. But it's the Portland Trail Blazers in Denver. Even money line spread, plus 100 to the Blazers, minus 120 to the Nuggets. Total sits at 226.5. And the spread is -1.5 to the Nuggets to a +1.5 to the Blazers. Now, look, guys, I believe that the Nuggets should still be favorited, honestly. Like, the size-wise, they're a smart team. They're a big team. They're capable of putting up points in a hurry at the wing position. The problem is the best players for the Blazers come at the guard spot. And I don't trust Monte Morris or Campazzo or any of these point guards that they have to really slow down Lillard or McCollum or even an Anthony Simons. So I think best bang for your buck, and what I'm going to be doing again is, and I could be completely wrong because the Nuggets, I doubt that they go 1-1. But the best bang for your buck is taking Blazers money line or Nuggets money line, depending on who you think is going to win. So I don't really feel confident in using any points. The points doesn't make a huge difference to me because, if you take -1.5 for the Nuggets right now, you can take no points given and you get -120, right? So obviously you're already leaning that way. If you're a Nugget, if you're leaning Nuggets, which I think I am here for game one, I'd probably go -120. But, you get even money 100% if you choose Blazers money line, and it's -105 to get 1.5 points. Do you really need that extra 1.5? I feel like we've established that if any of these team win, it's going to be by a significant margin, like 5 or more points. To where it doesn't really bother me in any way. So I'm leaning Nuggets, but I'm just gonna tell you to take money line either way, on either side, on however it is you're gonna play that. It's gonna be a great series. I think Nurkic gets undervalued on these spreads, which is why I think the Blazers have a good chance of winning this entire series. But Jokic has just been an MVP candidate all year long. He has been incredible. Michael Porter Jr. is finally becoming the scorer we all thought he could be. Aaron Gordon defensively and offensively, he's really meshed well. It's just the other guys. With no Jamal Murray, and for those who hated on Jamal Murray, and I'll be honest, I'm not the biggest Jamal Murray supporter, but I think with this series and how it's played out, just after game one, you can tell how much Jamal Murray is missed on this team. I can't tell you to go Nuggets here and feel confident saying it. I'm just telling you right now because I really don't even know where I'm going. I could see talk myself back into Blazers just by saying what I'm saying right now. So it's a coin flip. I don't even think as of right now, I think you can still get Blazers even money. If you could do that, maybe you take that because I believe when tip-off gets to coming closer, it's going to be -114 to -114. Pick 'em game, and I think they're going to leave it like that. But I just don't know if the Nuggets are going to get swept at home in the first two games, not solidifying at least a win here at home before heading to Portland for game three. So I'm going to lean Nuggets. I'm telling you guys I'm leaning Nuggets now, but I'm not telling you I'm picking them yet. So I want you to take that with a grain of salt. But that is our show today, guys. I hope you guys found this very informative. I hope you guys found everything that I talked about to be worthy to you in terms of where you're placing your money. A lot of money to be made, man. There's a lot of even money out there. Those player performance double doubles for that Bucks game. I really like Jrue Holiday with 6+ assists and the Bucks winning the game. And I also like Jrue Holiday 20+ points and the Bucks winning the game. That pays +166. That's my favorite one of them all. So I'll definitely be on that prop bet. Again, thank you guys all for listening. I have been Vince Miracle. Follow me on all social media platforms at VM Center. Follow the site at Hoopball Gaming on Twitter. Hoop-ball.com is the website. This has been a Hoop-ball.com presentation. We are sponsored by MyBookie.ag and Manscaped.com. Please rate, review, subscribe, share with everyone. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, good luck to you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big.